Farmland values will follow earnings. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, Managing for Profit, brought to you by Claas. Go to HarvestingWorld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Claas dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. Dale Opperly tracks Illinois farmland values and tells Brownfield that while commodity prices have fallen, the volume of the crop will make up part of the shortfall. We'll connect that to farmland values next.
My name is Dale Opperly. I'm the general chairman of the Illinois Farmland Values and Lease Trends Project put on by the Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers. Farmland is what it earns, and earnings will drive farmland values. We've seen commodity prices come down from the $5 and $6 and $7 corn price level to below $4. What's amazing is attitudes have changed significantly in the last couple weeks as we've discovered how large that corn crop is in the fields out here. We checked 20 farms at Heartland Ag, and the average corn yield was 250 bushel. Those same 20 farms a year ago averaged 210. So we're gonna make some of our money on bushels per acre this year, and the decline in net farm income is not gonna be as dramatic as some people thought.
The one thing that people ask about is whether this is a bubble.
That's a valid question. In the early 70s, prime farmland was $800 an acre. Now it's 13,000 an acre. In 2001, it was 3,000 an acre. We've gone up kind of fast, and that bubble question is valid. Our group thinks not. Our farm managers and rural appraisers and realtors think not because of a number of factors. I just described a slightly declining income level, maybe 10 or 15%, and that's not going to drive farmland down quickly. The debt-to-asset ratio in farmland is a lot less than it has been in history, so we're very secure asset-wise. The amount of cash buying farmland is amazing. The farming community has cash, investors are bringing in cash, and so we don't see a lot of land coming on the market as in a mortgaged situation. So the factors that could bring land prices down quickly don't exist today. It doesn't mean that we couldn't soften, but we don't see a crash.
Tell me what input costs are going to do to this equation.
Input costs usually follow declining commodity prices, but they're always slow to happen. And we think there'll be pressure on the seed, fertilizer, equipment folks to lower their costs to the farmer. But we expect them to come down slightly next year, and then hopefully we'll get more relief. But it's always hard to see input costs come down quickly. They just don't do that.
Dale Opperly tracks Illinois farmland values. I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News for America.